for this next bit of time, you are mine. I'm not going to pretend that you're mine forever, or that you listen to no one else other than me, obey no one else other than me, or any of that. I know how this works, but for the duration of this audio, at least, however long it takes, you are mine. Your body is mine. Your thoughts are mine. Your cock is mine. I'm going to tease you. I'm going to play with you. I'm going to make you hard. I'm going to make you ache. I'm going to make you come. Maybe I'll make you come. We'll see about that. I'm going to do whatever I want to you. Because while you're listening to this audio, you are mine. I'm guessing you're listening to this audio because you want to give up control for a while. Maybe you've been busy at work or in your personal life. It's getting a bit stressful and you just want to turn your mind off and have someone else take charge for once. Maybe you just love the feeling of having someone else in control of you and your pleasure. Whatever it is, you've come to the right place. You've come to the right person. I'll take care of you. I promise. Maybe I won't give you everything you want, but I will make you feel so fucking good. Promise you that. And maybe a little frustrated. Maybe. You should be dressed right now. I want you lying on your bed, hands by your sides, legs slightly spread. I hope your cock is getting nice and hard for me already. The anticipation of what I'm going to do to you is already making your cock twitch and dance inside your pants, isn't it? Sometimes it's the anticipation that can be the sexiest part. Your mind racing with all the possibilities. So many possibilities. All the things I can think of that I could do to you. And so much more. Your mind racing with all the possibilities. This is my favorite part. You see, if I were with you, if I was right there next to you right now, you'd be naked. You'd be blindfolded. Your cock would be rock hard. You'd be dripping with pre-cum. And you wouldn't be able to touch it, no matter how hard you tried. Because your wrists and ankles would be bound to the four corners of your bed. That's why I asked you to keep your pants on, you see? Because it disables your cock. It makes it inaccessible and locks it up, unable to be touched no matter how badly you want to. Locks it up. More possibilities of what I could do to you if I were really with you. Anyway, even though I'm not with you, you are mine. For the next few minutes, you are mine. Your mind should be awash with thoughts of me. Thoughts of what I'm going to do to you. Maybe I'm going to let you stroke. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm going to edge you. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm going to suck your cock and moan in your ear. Maybe I'm... No. I'm going to do that. I am definitely gonna suck your cock. How could I resist? But not yet. No, I want you even more worked up. Now, take those jeans off. Strip down to your underwear for me. You've got a nice tight pair on for me, haven't you? Good boy. Is that cock straining against the fabric? Is it begging and aching to be let free? Is it dancing and twitching for me? Is the pre-cum leaking out the tip and soaking into the fabric yet? Why don't you check? Go on. Take a finger and rub it along the tip of your cock through the fabric of your underwear. Twirl it round. Can you feel that pre-cum? Keep going. Circle it round your tip. Follow your cock as it twitches and pulses. Rub it gently. Just one fingertip. How good does that feel? Now take it off. If your pre-cum wasn't soaking through already, it should be by now. Anyway, back to you, tied to my bed, blindfolded. When I have you like this, I'd want to tease you like crazy. I'd need to tease you like crazy. I'd start with my fingers, trailing them all over your body, lightly grazing my fingertips across your skin, my nails scratching gently against your chest, your stomach, your thighs, and then I'd kiss you gently on the lips, harder, deeper, and on your neck, licking, sucking, biting, kissing all down your body, my tongue, lips, and mouth exploring every inch of you, your stomach, your nipples, your thighs, your hips, your cock. No, not your cock. Not yet. But you want that, don't you? You want my lips around your cock. You want my tongue flicking against your tip. You want to feel the back of my throat against the tip of your cock, don't you? I know you do. Now get naked. Get that cock out. But don't touch it. Not yet. Here's the question. What do you want more? Do you want to hear me suck your cock? Or do you want to stroke it? I know you want to do both, but which do you want to do more? Her cock is rock hard. I've teased it a lot already. It's begging to be stroked. But you love the sound of me sucking your cock. I know you do. Let's find out which one you want more. Here's what's going to happen. In a few minutes, I'm going to count down from three. And at the end of the countdown, you have a choice. You can choose to leave your headphones on, leave your cock untouched, and listen to me suck your cock. Or you can choose to take those headphones off and stroke your cock as hard and as fast as you want. But you'll miss out on hearing me suck your cock. I'm going to suck your cock for 3 minutes, okay? After I count down from three, make note of the audio time. After 3 minutes has passed, everyone should put their headphones back on and take their hands off. But you can change your mind in the middle if you want. You can put your headphones on or take them off as much as you want during the 3 minutes. But you are not allowed to stroke while you've got them on. Okay? I'll count you down. Remember to take note of the audio time. 3, 2, 1. Which did you choose? Of course you've still got your headphones on. You can't resist the opportunity to hear me suck your cock, can you? What's your tactic, though? Maybe 1 minute of listening to me sucking you, and then 2 minutes of stroking to the memory of it? Sounds like a pretty good plan to me. Anyway, I better get to work. Oh, and how deep I can take you in my mouth. Sucking your cock. I know you want to stroke yourself. Why don't you? Just for a few seconds. Why don't you take your headphones off and just stroke yourself for a tiny bit? I'll still be here when you come back. I'll still be sucking your cock. Are you still here? Good. I need you to remember a word. Pineapple. Remember it. Pineapple. It will come in useful later. Looks like our 3 minutes are up. Hands off. You should have your headphones back on and your hands off your cock. How did you get on? Did you decide to stroke your cock much? Did you even get to listen to any of me sucking your cock? Did you listen to it at all? Is your cock still completely untouched? Whatever you chose, hope you're happy with your choice. Now, back to you tied on my bed. After I teased you, after I licked you, after I sucked you, what do you think would happen next? Do you think I would keep going until you came? Of course I wouldn't. I'd tease you a bit more. In my favorite way to do it would be straddling your face and getting you to lick my soaking, wet pussy till I came all over you. All the while your helpless cock just straining and dancing still wet with my saliva. And you know what? I think we can mimic that pretty well with our little situation right now.
How about
if I just started... moaning in your ear. If I started... breathing heavily. And if I started moaning and begging right in your ear. If I started telling you how fucking good your tongue feels on my pussy. That cock of yours is helplessly straining and dancing, isn't it? It's not covered in my saliva, sadly. But we can pretend. Oh, fuck, I love grinding my pussy on your face as you're so helplessly tied to your bed. Oh, fuck, I love how fucking powerful it makes me feel. Ow. Oh, you have no choice but to lick. Taste me. Now your cock just sits there, bolt upright, twitching, pulsing, leaking. The sound of that, alongside the feeling of your tongue on my clit, just drives me wild. This is what I meant by you being mine. Your tongue on my pussy. Her cock. Helpless. Your pleasure. Mine. Your thoughts. Mine. Your cock. Mine. It doesn't take me long to get to the edge with your tongue licking me like this. Oh, fuck. I'm getting so close. I run into you harder. Faster. I lean down and grab your thighs with my hands. Digging my fingers into you as I grind against your tongue. Oh. My mouth just inches from your cock. As my hair trails down. It teases your hips. Thighs, fuck. Yes, keep going. I'm nearly there, fuck. Yeah. That was good. What do you think? Do you reckon we managed to mimic the feeling of me grinding against you pretty well?
I think we did.
Now grab her cock. Stroke it. Hard. Fast. How badly did you want to stroke it while I was moaning in your ear just then? Pretty badly, I imagine. But it feels so good to resist and wait for permission, doesn't it? It feels so good to wait for all that anticipation. Get yourself so fucking horny and then finally stroke. How does it feel? Good? Are you getting close already?
Have I really turned you on that much?
Keep stroking for me, hard and fast. I'm going to count you down. 10. Keep stroking. Think about me taking your blindfold off. 9. I'm straddling you as I slowly remove it. 8. Your eyes blink a couple of times and you see me in front of you. I'm wearing some black lace lingerie. 7. Perfectly framing my tits.
My hair draping down over my chest. 6. Keep stroking for me. 5. What do you think this is a countdown for? 4. Do you think it's a countdown to make you come? 3. 3. Of course not. Do you really think I'm done with you already? 4. I want to have a lot more fun with you still. 5. But maybe not with all of you. 6. Think back to those 3 minutes when I was sucking your cock. 7. What decision did you make? 6. Did you listen to it? 5. Did you listen to me suck your cock? 5. Can you remember? 5. How about I jog your memory a little bit? 5. Does this sound familiar? 5. Or maybe you just couldn't control yourself. 5. Maybe you stroked yourself through the whole section. 5. Or maybe you just took your headphones off for a few seconds. Just stroke a little bit. 5. Maybe you took them off when I told you to. 5. That was a mistake. 4. The countdown's nearly over. 3. But the audio isn't. Do you want to carry on listening? 2. Then tell me the password. 2. The password. That's right. I told you what it was earlier. 2. Maybe you were too busy stroking your cock to hear it. 1. Tell me the password. Tell me the password now. Out loud. 0. Did you say pineapple? Good. Then you can carry on listening. Did you not say pineapple? Oh, that's too bad. I think our playtime is over then. Take your hand off. You're not mine anymore. You're free to go and stroke yourself to some other girl if you want. Or you could wait 24 hours and come back tomorrow and be mine again. Maybe next time you'll pay more attention. Whatever you choose. It's time to turn off this audio now. Bye. Good boys. Such good self-control to keep those headphones on and listen to the password. You're going to get to come, okay? I'm not going to tease you with the threat of denial anymore. You've got this far. You get to come. But not just yet. I'm not quite done with you yet. You're still stroking, aren't you? Good, because I haven't told you to stop. Last time we checked in on you on the bed, I was just untying your blindfold. Now, I would continue. I'd untie your wrists and your ankles. I'd unbind you so you're totally free. You're free to do whatever you wanted. You could grab me by the hips and fuck me hard and fast right there and then. You could grab me by the throat and fuck my mouth until you came deep inside of me. You could flip me over and fuck me while you push my head into the pillow. You could do all those things, but you wouldn't. Because those ties weren't in control of you. I'm in control of you. And it doesn't matter if you're tied up or not. You do what I say.
because you know that when you do what I say, you experience pleasure like no other. So here's what I tell you to do. I tell you to get on your knees and elbows for me. Go on, do it. Have your cock just dangling down on your elbows and knees. Spread your knees out a little, because I'm going to lay on my back and slide myself between them. Keep stroking. I'd slide myself between your knees, and I'd wrap my lips around your dangling cock. I know what you want. I'll give it to you. You want to come deep in my mouth. You want me to suck your cock dry. You want me to milk you with my mouth. You're a good boy. You deserve it. You're getting close, aren't you? You're just about ready to come. I promise at the end of this countdown, you'll get to come. 10. I love fucking teasing you like this. Nine. The payoff is always worth it. Eight. Getting you so worked up. Teasing you so much. Etching you so much. 7. I just can't get enough of it. I like making you work for it. But I love making you come. 6. And that time is nearly here. Are you ready to come for me? 4. Are you ready to explode in my mouth? 3. Get right to the edge. I want it. Please. Fuck. 1. Yes, come for me. Oh, I have fuck. come in me. Fuck yes. Oh, I love the taste of you exploding in my mouth. Let me suck out every last drop of that cum. Let me milk you dry. Fuck, you taste so fucking good. Have you enjoyed being mine for a little while? Have you enjoyed being under my control? I know that I've enjoyed having you under my control. I told you I'd make you feel fucking amazing. I hope I've kept my promise. But now, you're free. For now. Let's do this again, sometime.